Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, you're listening to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert. Today we're deep into the second CD of Kamasi Washington's The Epic. We've also got a preview of an album due to be released in February by Maverick guitarist Bill Frisell, and a fine tune from one of the original guitar swing masters, Jim Hall. Talking of swing masters...
Thank you.
That was Sea Jam Blues and the Oscar Peterson All-Stars. You're listening to In The Moment, and today we are listening through the second CD, The Glorious Tale, from Kamasi Washington's Monster debut album as a band leader, The Epic. We've heard how Kamasi was heavily influenced by a recurring dream during the making of the album, a parable of a martial arts type apprenticeship. One of the lovely things about this album is that Kamasi, I think deliberately, allows space for songs to be interpreted however a listener might like. I think he creates a kind of allegorical context, a prism through which almost any life situation can be reviewed. There's a warmth and a humanity to it all. We're going to hear a song dedicated to one of Kamasi's relatives now. It's called Henrietta, Our Hero. Kamasi said, "Greatness is sometimes very subjective. You look at your life and find a lot of great people don't get praise. Henrietta, Kamasi said, didn't have a lot, but she did the best she could. She raised three amazing sons who went on to become a teacher, a doctor, and a lawyer." The lyrics of this song allow anyone to imagine a figure in his or her own life to be the subject, and Kamasi said, "someone who made a significant impact on one's life without receiving, perhaps or without asking for, the credit deserved." So, we will hear Kamasi Washington, tenor saxophone, Shante Palmer this time on trombone, Todd Simon on trumpet, Cameron Graves piano, Brandon Coleman organ, Miles Mosey acoustic bass, Ronald Bruner drums, Patrice Quinn lead vocals, a 32-piece orchestra, 20-piece choir. This is Henrietta, Our Hero. Deep inside.
a story of a lady so mean on her battle alone with love. Had no
That was Kamasi Washington, Henrietta, Our Hero, from his album The Epic. And for all the swagger about the changing of the guard in jazz attached to the album, this song, beautifully full of warmth for a relative, is right at the heart of the album. And Kamasi's playing is perhaps at its most beautiful and heartfelt. Wonderful. Now, here's something a little different. In February, guitarist Bill Frisell will be releasing a new album called When You Wish Upon a Star. Here's a sneak preview.
Don't
That was Bill Frisell, The Shadow of Your Smile. We will be featuring the full album once it's released in an edition of In the Moment in February. You heard there Bill Frisell, electric and acoustic guitar, Petra Hayden voice, Evian Kang viola, Thomas Morgan bass, Rudy Royston drums and percussion. You're listening to In the Moment with me, Andrew Herbert. We've been featuring Kamasi Washington's The Epic for several weeks now. Last week I featured also a number of tunes from Go Go Penguin, who were on the bill when Kamasi Washington played at the London Jazz Festival last autumn. This is another tune from the Manchester group. It's called 1%. Thank you. Go-Go Penguin and 1%. Now, to a tune which actually comes from the first CD in Kamasi Washington's 3-CD extravaganza, The Epic. Whilst there's a real swagger to Kamasi's West Coast approach to making music, there's also embedded a real knowledge and respect for tradition. I can hear that Kamasi has practiced, listened, and played the gigs necessary to develop what is becoming a powerful new voice for him, with appeal far beyond the confines of jazz, as Kamasi's work for Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and Flying Lotus testify to. This respect quietly hints at a modesty which the swagger can't quite hide. Here is The Rhythm Changes.
Thank you.
Emphatic ending there. That's Kamasi Washington, The Rhythm Changers from his album The Epic, Ryan Porter trombone, Ingmar Thomas trumpet, Cameron Graves piano, Brandon Coleman keyboards, Miles Mosley acoustic bass, Stephen Brunner electric bass, Tony Austin drums, and also Ronald Brunner drums, with Patrice Quinn leading the vocals there. Now, something different, a tune written by Mercer Ellington in 1941, made popular by Duke Ellington. We've been listening to contemporary guitarists John Scofield and Bill Frisell today. Here's one of the greats, Mr. Jim Hall. Thank you. That's how you do it. That was Jim Hall, Things Aren't What They Used To Be, Red Mitchell, fine bass playing, Carl Perkins piano, from Jim Hall's first album, Pacific Jazz 1227, all the way back in 1957. And the lyrics to that were written by Ted Persons. Most often it's played as an instrumental, but singers do sometimes mention, let's say, that instrumentalists don't know the words to standards. So here's what some of the words would be if they were to be sung. Now my eyes on the far horizon can see a glow. Announcing things ain't what they used to be. No use being a doubting Thomas. No ignoring that rosy promise. Now I know there's a happy story yet to come. It's the dawn of a day of glory, millennium. I tell you, things aren't what they used to be. Pleasingly positive, and the start of a new year. Talking of happy stories, all of which brings us back round to our featured album today, Kamasi Washington's The Epic, Part 2, The Glorious Tale. In a moment, our final offering from this, and our final tune of the day. I hope you've enjoyed listening as much as I've enjoyed preparing the programme. Next week I thought we'd take a slight break from our delve into Kamasi Washington's The Epic, and feature an album in what I am calling, in the moment's landmark release series. It's by Herbie Hancock, and it's called Maiden Voyage. Don't fear though, we will return to Kamasi Washington's The Epic the following week, and listen to the final instalment, which is entitled The Historic Repetition. Now, back to today. We've heard how Kamasi was influenced by Recurring Dream when working on his album The Epic, and we know that Kamasi Washington takes his audience seriously, he appeals to strengths and potential, and he doesn't patronise. His music is sensitive and intelligent. The Epic has a potent, attention-grabbing energy. It's got a clear connection and appreciation for jazz history. Many young people today no longer have the benefits of the music classes in school, and might be cut off from that history. Speaking to the World Socialist website during his group's first ever live performance in Chicago on September the 9th last year, Kamasi Washington said, "There is the issue of inner city kids not having the opportunity to learn to play, especially technically. Music is self-expression, and really hip-hop came out of not having access to the instruments, but finding expression through sampling the records. Great teachers are really important. When music is not prioritised, it gets less appreciation and understanding. Yet, for people who have hardship in their lives, music becomes really important." So, Kamasi is blazing a trail for soul jazz, for inclusion, and for the power of music. I hope you have a wonderful week, and do stay in the moment. Here, for the final time today, Kamasi Washington, tenor saxophone, Ryan Porter, trombone, Ingmar Thomas, trumpet, Cameron Graves, piano, Brandon Coleman, keyboards, Miles Mosley, acoustic bass, Stephen Brunner, electric bass, Tony Austin, drums, and also Ronald Brunner, drums, choir and orchestra. Here is The Magnificent Seven. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Ojalá y te dure tu nuevo cariño. Ojalá que entienda tu forma de amar. Ojalá que todo te salga bonito. Ojalá que nunca tengas que llorar. Llenaré mi vida con dulces recuerdos. Sentiré alegría si tú eres feliz. Yo seré dichoso si tú estás sonriendo. Así tu cariño no sea para mí. Para que no sientas el dolor, las penas que hieren el alma con una traición. Así no sabrás de las noches de insomnio que a veces me paso pensando en tu amor. Que sea tu camino sembrado de flores, que no hayan espinas que hieran tu amor. Que tu sol alumbre en todo momento, que tu estrella brille cada vez mejor. Llenaré mi vida con dulces recuerdos. Sentiría alegría si tú eres feliz.